Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Einstein's Kryptonite episode 38. That's right. It's episode 38. We're getting way up there, folks. Before you know it, we'll be 50. And when 50 happens, we're going to remake the first episode. I think that's proper shit. But anyways, to my right, as always, Flapjack, who's never sober.
Howdy.
And then we got Black Widow.
Hi.
Who reminds everybody how stupid they are. That's right. Did you guys like that intro?
I did.
That was
I didn't
so
know that
special.
Was coming.
Awesome.
It gave me quite a tingly, warm feeling.
Where?
In my in-betweenies.
Nice.
It gave me a warm, tingly feeling in my butthole. But that could be the Taco Bell. In case you're unfamiliar with Taco Bell. Do you have Taco Bell up north there, Flapjack?
Yeah, we do. I'm a big tox smell guy.
Toxic smell? Yeah.
Taco Hell.
That, there's no way you can just eat Taco Bell and not have problems afterwards. There's just...
Yeah, but it just tastes so good going down. Did you try that new, like, chicken taco where the taco's made of fried chicken?
Not at all. I'm a Mexican pizza guy, and I stick to one thing, and that's Mexican pizzas.
What's that?
You don't know what the Mexican pizza is.
No.
Does nobody here know what a fucking Mexican pizza is?
I don't eat Taco Hell.
Is it the Crunchwrap Supreme?
It's like, well, basically everything at Taco Bell is the same slop. They just shape it differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slop.
It's a round thing. They cut it into fours. Looks like a pizza, but they got some of the meat. In betweeny,
it's a Crunchwrap Supreme.
No, not the Crunchwrap. God damn it!
What the fuck are you talking about? It's not a quesadilla.
I'll show you.
I think it is a quesadilla.
It is not. It's a Taco Bell Mexican pizza. I can't believe you guys don't know what the fuck this is.
I don't eat the slop.
You don't eat.
Mm-mm.
Look, okay, there it is. There it is. It's sloppy as shit. Look at that thing. Right there.
Ew.
They used to make them good.
Oh my god, the
see, it's got
face.
The meat. It's got the this is what it's supposed to look like. They never put that green shit on there. See how it has the meat right in between?
I don't think
it's got one of these on top, one of these on.
I've never seen anyone order that before.
Mm. And you haven't, but this is usually what it looks like.
It's like an inside out Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
And it looks the same coming out, to be honest with you. But back in the 90s, they used to be real nice like that. I feel like all fast food in the 90s was a lot nicer.
Yeah, that's when it was in its prime for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways.
Before they started having to like use like real ingredients when they could still make everything like plastic.
Oh, wait. They have to use real ingredients now?
At least they have to say that they do.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what I learned is you can say, yeah, there's 100%... real white meat in there, but that only has to be like a little part of it.
Yeah, it doesn't
like, oh, there is 100% real white meat in
yeah,
there,
there's one
but that doesn't compose
of,
that entire nugget.
Right, there's
yeah.
a piece of 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Every
exactly.
time you say real white meat, it makes me giggle on the inside. The 100% real white meat. That's right.
What about dark meat?
Yeah.
I'm a big dark meat guy.
Well, how are you on... Feels. Are you big feels guys and gals?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to talk about the feels today, and this is this is going to be a weird one here. I'm actually going to play a video, and then we're going to get into some stuff. This could be a heated debate here between the men's and the women's. Whoops.
Usually is.
Let me put this little thingy down here, and then we're going to jump into a video, folks. And here's the video.
Oh,
shit. Too hot.
Let me rewind that real quick. Okay.
UK woman fired for being too hot. Throughout her life, 24-year-old Emma Hulse received countless compliments for the way she looked, but she'd never lost a job over it. Until now. In an interview published on February 20th, Hulse revealed she recently showed up on time for a freelance gig, only to be told, basically, that she was too hot to trot. Emphasis on hot. A production assistant and camera operator, Hulse arrived at the Unit TV station
what
in
is
London,
happening?
Where a manager asked her if she was a model
the
and
recreating
told her
of
she
Sims.
Should be doing catwalk. Not only that, he asked for her phone number and suggested they go out for a drink sometime. Hulse then went to run an errand for a colleague, but before she could return, she received a text from her agent indicating she was no longer required. She says she was wearing a shirt, trousers, and lipstick, but nothing inappropriate. Confused, Hulse went home on account of being too beautiful. Tough break. In the interview with the London Evening Standard, Hulse wonders whether the station only hires plain-looking people and suggested maybe her being ridiculously good-looking was too much of a distraction at the workplace. The owner of the TV station has since terminated the manager, who was new to the organization and had apparently done a number of things that were not in line with the company's policy.
Shocking.
Maybe for his next job, he'll remember not to hit on his colleagues. As for Emma Hulse, we have a funny feeling she'll manage to find new...
Alright, so this chick claims she's been fired because she's too goddamn good looking.
Maybe they found her fucking Instagram account instead.
She is an Instagram model.
Aren't we all nowadays?
Love them.
So, I don't know. I just want to ask how you get... This isn't the feels, per se, but I want to ask you how you feel about that.
That's not why they fired her.
Why do you think they fired her? Because she sucks at her job?
Probably.
She was
she
fired within 5 minutes.
I was
going
to say, she didn't even have a chance to do anything.
Yeah. You think it's not fair, then, is what you're saying.
I mean, I don't... Yeah.
Wait, that was her first day.
Yeah. She got fired within 5 minutes of being there by the manager. Terminated her.
And then the manager got fired.
Yeah, because he was hitting on her, being a skeez.
So
basically, she probably said, hell no, I'm not getting drinks with you, you creepy dude. And then he was like, fine, you're fired. That's probably...
No, actually, it's two different people. The one guy that asked to do drinks was like a boss man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the boss man hired a manager, and the manager ended up terminating her. And the boss man had no idea what happened.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to follow the storyline because I was just too distracted by the Sims people.
I mean, how do you feel about the chick claiming she got fired for being too good looking?
Get the fuck over yourself.
What do you rate her real quick? Because we were going to rate her. What would you rate her? Flapjack?
She's hot. I'll give her that. At 9.
A 9?
Yeah. I didn't get to delve into all the photos, but she got some nice, pretty eyes and some... Nice
she
tits.
Looks kind of like a blow-up doll.
What would you give her, Black Widow?
I mean, yeah, she is good looking. She's got a nice body, but she just looks really dumb, and she isn't going to age well, I can tell. Ooh. That mole is so distracting, because it looks like she drew it on with a permanent marker.
I give her about a 7. Tough grader. And she's dumb as shit.
Yeah,
so that kind of
has nothing to do with your hot scale.
No, I've already told you that my hot scale, you have to
that's
average personality and looks. You take the two scores.
Well, it's like that video. Have you ever seen where they do the hot scale on the bottom and then the crazy scale?
Crazy hot scale.
Mm-hmm.
The hotness has to outweigh the crazy, otherwise it's not worth your time.
Right.
And if you get a 10, it's a
unicorn or a tranny.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, this feels is going to more so be about how do you feel about women who go in public and revealing clothing and they... How can I explain it, Flapjack?
They like get pissed when guys catcall them or stare. Or
yes, and they claim that they should be able to wear what they want.
Right.
But the bottom of their ass cheeks are hanging out or some shit.
Yeah. It's like I can see your nipple.
Yeah. Black Widow?
So I used to be... I never wore like super trashy slut. I've never have. But I used to have problems. I'm like, why are they staring? And I'm like, I understand now. People can't help but stare. I get it. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm so attractive and they have to stare, but it's just like guys are going to look regardless. So I get that and I accept that now.
So you understand we're going to look like, wait, are you saying that at when you first started doing it, you didn't think dudes should be able to look?
Well, it would make me mad. I'm like, why? It's aggravating. They need to stop. And now I'm like, I get it. It's biology. They can't help it. The wiener. I know. But the catcalling, that shit's never acceptable. We've talked about that. That shit is so unacceptable and stupid. But I get the staring. And here's the thing. The girls shouldn't get mad. Like, they're gonna look whether you're wearing a paper sack or booty cheeks hanging out. They're going to look no matter what.
Well, the reason that girls wear that shit is so that guys look at them.
Yeah, that's
true.
What we think. That's what I think.
It's not true.
That's what we think.
It
what
is not.
Is it? Then why would you go around all hoochied out with your fucking stomach hanging out in fucking 40-degree weather downtown?
Who does this?
Plenty of girls do this shit.
Well, maybe they are. I mean, if they're wearing fucking little hoochie mama clothes in 40-degree weather, clearly yes.
I mean, even if it doesn't matter what the weather is. If it's nice out and they're wearing little hoochie mama stuff, they're wearing it so that guys look at them. And
that's not where I would.
Or women if they're lesbians.
Well, no, like your shoes, like that's something girls wear, like nice shoes for other girls, because guys don't give two fucks about what's on your feet.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You're weird. You don't like girls in heels. That's weird.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, it's just I don't care what girls are wearing on their feet.
But a lot of guys do. A lot of guys like heels.
No.
You do, right? They look nice.
I like shoes.
See?
But that's not the first thing I'm looking at.
If a hot girl's wearing shoes that you don't like, would you be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to talk to her because her shoes are gross?
No, not at all.
That's not what we're saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's we're getting off track here. We're getting off track. I have a limited time here today. But no.
So girls don't wear this shit to be looked at.
I'm sure some do.
No, I'm talking about the revealing shit, not just a fucking t-shirt and jeans.
Yes, like revealing shit. Yeah, but there's also like when summer comes and it's fucking 110 degrees here, I like wearing as little as possible because it feels better. Now, I'm not trying to get stared at. I'm not trying to get hollered at. None of that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't wear it for guys. I don't show off my legs for guys. I do it because it's fucking hot and I want to get as much sun on my body as possible and as wear as little clothing as possible because it is so fucking hot. That's why I wear a little clothing in the summer.
So you did at one point in your life.
Yes.
Freak out when dudes would stare at you for wearing.
Yeah, in my like early 20s.
Why? Why?
Because it pissed me off. I'm like, why they don't need to look.
Why don't they need a look? Why don't I just want to know?
Because I felt objectified.
What does that mean? I'm stupid. You got to fucking explain
that. That means looking at me like I'm just this.
A piece of meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one wants to feel that way.
Well, you've soon discovered that we can't fucking help it.
Yeah, I get it now. And there's a difference between like a little glance and like, okay, and then like a hard like, damn girl, you know, which happens too.
So let me ask you this, Flapjack. Are you a ninja about it? Or do you blindly stare?
Yeah, so there's two ways to go about it. A, you have sunglasses, which are just the best because you can literally just stare the entire time and not have to worry about it.
But when you stare with sunglasses, do you make it look like
you're staring ahead, not at them, of course.
Yeah, not like just straight at them.
Right, it's not like I'm like
with sunglasses, right. But you definitely got your eyes are kind of working to look.
And you can keep them on there and it's just the sunglasses are the great equalizer. You can just stare the entire time and not have to like be stealth about it. Because they can't see your eyes, so it's perfect. But when you don't have sunglasses, I mean, every guy, sure, when you're in like 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, when you first like get those, you know, NRBs going, the no reason boners, you can't control your hormones, I mean, you're going to get caught staring at some, you know, the first chick to get tits in middle school. And you're going to be bad at it. But by the time you get like 18, 19, 20 years old, you should be able to, without even looking in the direction, know where all the nice titties are at and all the nice asses are at in your, like, 500-foot circumference radius.
Jesus.
Just real quick, Jonathan Griffin says, but do you hate it? And I guess he means when men stare.
Do I hate it? It depends on how the stare is. If it's a stare, like a gross, like you're creeping stare.
It's not a stare.
There's a difference. There's like there's the appreciation glance, which is nice. And then there's like the creeper stare, which is like makes me want to take a picture to last longer.
What
about the up and down?
Ooh, good
because
one.
That's like that's a gray area.
It depends because there's the one up down.
I've been caught doing the up and down before.
But then there's the up down, up down, up down, and it's like, Jesus, have you taken it all in yet? Like, my God. Although, I'll throw this out there. I'm gonna throw this out there. What's really fun is when a guy's with his girl and you catch him checking you out. That's fun.
Why is that fun?
Because it makes you feel good.
Well, we are just men, and we've been bred for several years to breed with women. So we can't fucking help it.
Yep.
But what about when a guy... he's staring at you hardcore, but you don't know, and then you catch him, and then he immediately looks away.
Oh, like in a
Superbad.
Like in Superbad. Yeah. So good. I don't know. I feel like that's more of like a younger guy thing. Like in high school, like now it's like guys, older guys, they don't give a fuck. They're still just going to keep staring. Well, I don't really catch guys staring. They look away.
That's because they're good at it by that time, by this time in your life. You haven't had enough practice of it when you're still in high school and you like do those where you're like, oh shit, she just caught me.
Bottom line is what I have to say about this. I know y'all are going to stare. That's all fine and dandy, whatevs. Take it in, but just get it in and then move on. Well,
snapshots to masturbate later.
Exactly. The spank bank. I get that. That's totally okay. Just make it quick and move on. Don't ogle forever and ever.
Flapjack, have you ever done the where you're looking at another chick and then you catch another guy looking at her and then you two bros make eye contact?
Yeah, and you do the look. Yeah. But not. She's like, yeah.
We're acknowledging that.
I'd pee in her butt.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, that commodity, you know, that just that man look. Sometimes you guys catch each other and then look away like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like you were looking to, you know.
Subtle head nod.
This never happened, you know. But anyways, that's the feels. Wait a minute, if you wear shit with your ass cheeks hanging out.
Your boobies up to your neck.
I mean, I can understand the catcalling thing, but...
No.
No. I can understand why you don't it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. Jesus.
I get it.
Yeah.
And
I did get a kind of nice catcall the other day.
Was it?
I was in San Antonio with my girlfriend, and we were just walking down the street in the middle of the day, and this guy's turning in his car, and he's like, "You're beautiful!" And he said it kind of angrily. It was kind of odd, and it threw us off, but we're like, okay, thanks. Why are you angry?
Looks like
that was nice.
Brandon's got something to say. He says, "I love getting caught staring because then I play the who is going to look away first. Don't look away fast because I want her to know I'm interested." Ooh, good.
I mean, that if you can own that, like, stare.
Assert the dominance.
Yeah.
Make that eye contact.
Yeah. I mean, if you can pull that off, then that's, I bet you that works more often than it doesn't, but that takes a special type of person.
Instead of staring and like just oogling from 20 feet away, why don't you just go and say, give her a nice compliment. Don't say anything about dead ass or them titties, but just be like, give her a nice compliment.
What about like a dead stare into your eyes?
That would probably creep me the fuck out.
That creeps you out? Because I stare people in the eyes all the time to assert dominance, and usually I get smiles out of it. Or they look away.
Yeah.
Or they look away.
I mean, yeah, but like I make myself look real crazy when I do it, you know?
So. Give me an example. Ooh. You look terrified. Paranoid.
There you go. Like I'm on drugs or some shit. See, the only difference... It depends on the type of guy that's staring at you, because if you think the guy is unattractive, you're going to think it's creepy. If you think he's a hot motherfucker, then it's attractive.
Which is a double standard.
Ooh. Anyways, we're going to jump into the next segment. That was kind of the feels. We're going to look. That's how it is.
Yep.
We're going to jump into Every Man Has a Price. All right. This is, we got to do shit for money. This one doesn't involve any dicks, penises, or fucking anything.
Or poop.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. It might be a first. No,
it could be.
No, because there's a plane.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyways, this week's Every Man Has a Price. I'm not sure if y'all have seen recently in the news, but in Phoenix, Arizona, an 11-year-old, his name is Andrew Kuntz.
Poor baby.
K-U-N-Z. Cunts.
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 That's still pretty close. He's not thinking he got made fun of a lot.
Cums or cunts.
So, 11-year-old boy was ambushed by bees. What happened was the fucking kid was playing with a BB gun on Monday near his Safford home when he unknowingly shot a hive of Africanized bees.
Wait, this is a 4-year-old?
11.
Oh, 11.
Okay. He claims, "I tried to run." He couldn't really remember what happened after that. Andrew only knows heroes are the reason he's alive. I don't know. He still has a sense of humor. This isn't my real face, he said, because he looks fucked. Here's kind of a picture of him.
Oh.
It looks like the guy in The Mask. You're not the one, Jim Carrey. The other one with the really ugly dude and the blind chick who he like befriends. I think it's called The Mask. Something along those lines. Came out in like the early 90s. Dude's face is super gross. No?
No, I have no recollection.
Okay. Wait, the guy's blind? Or the guy...
The girl's blind. And then she feels his face for like the first time and is like, whoa, you're fucking... like ugly.
I don't think that's The Mask.
No, are you talking about that red-haired kid?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that movie.
Yes.
That creepy red guy.
I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He kind of does look a little better than that guy.
Or the dude from the Goonies.
Anyways. Actually.
And you guys.
Anyways, the kid got stung 400 times.
Jesus.
And he was highly allergic. The doctor says he is very lucky to be alive. I just want to say this kid's a dumbass. He knew damn well what he was shooting at.
Was it a hive that was like in a tree or like one of the ones that's underground? I don't know.
I bet it was like in a.
I think it's probably in a tree.
Yeah. Okay, and the motherfucker is like obviously making buzzing noises, and there's bees coming in and out of the fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
He must have like passed the fuck out or something.
Probably.
He was drunk.
Africanized. These are the kind of bees you see in the cartoons that chase you, and you have to jump into a,
like a
river of water and use like a bamboo thing to breathe, like a snorkel. So, I think the kid's a dumbass. I'm glad he lived, though. Lesson learned. He'll never do that again.
Not learning, you're not living.
Also, where are the parents?
What do you mean? He's just going out having a good old time shooting shit up with his BB gun. That's what I did when I was growing up.
Seems quite young to have a BB. I don't know.
11? No.
Yeah, you don't need supervision at 11 with a BB gun.
Have you seen A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Shoot your fucking eye out.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, you learn your lesson. What happened to your eye? Well, I should never fucking looked in the barrel when I pulled the trigger.
Oh, jeez.
So, life's all about lessons. If you get your finger cut off in a bandsaw, lesson learned.
Yep, not going to do that twice. Don't know the stove's hot till you touch it.
Yeah. Then again, some people are fucking just idiots, and they do the same thing over and over.
I gotta go, you guys.
You gotta get out of here. Well, we want to know what your price is gonna be before you leave.
To be stung 400 times by bees?
No, this is a little different.
Oh, hurry up.
You're gonna be at a children's birthday party, and there is going to be a pinata. That is a beehive. And you're gonna be blindfolded, spun around in circles, and you have to whack the beehive at least 3 times.
Oh,
and it's full of Africanized bees. What do you need? Do you have any questions about this?
I don't.
Flapjack? No? What do you need to fucking
get a lot of money.
You're getting fucked up here. Are you allergic to bees?
No. Well, I don't know. I've never been stung by a bee, only a wasp. And that was like the most terrifying moment of my life.
Well, wasp is a bee.
But bees don't hurt as bad as wasps, I've heard.
Correct. Because just normal bumblebees die when they sting you. Wasp
honeybees
keeps,
too.
Honeybees don't sting.
Let's take a look at Africanized.
A wasp will keep stinging you.
Yeah, like they're fucking evil, satanic bitches. They come out of nowhere.
All right, here's a picture of an Africanized bee for you guys.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, until they gang up on you and fuck you up. So I'll give you this.
Oh, these are killer bees. Okay. Well, I'm just gonna go with the usual and say 2 billion.
Look, this is what the kid probably shot at. Look at all the fucking bees just hanging off of
that
it.
That is terrifying.
What did you say, 2 billion?
Yeah. Because I got to go. Sorry.
All right. So I'll give you this. There's going to be an above ground pool to jump into.
How far away?
20 feet, maybe.
So I actually have never been stung by a bee because I have a mutual agreement with the species. I don't fuck with them. They don't fuck with me.
Yeah, so Flapjack thinks, hold on real quick. Hey, you're going to come stand in. Come on. Oh, God damn it. Come on. Have you heard what we've been talking about?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Basically, I got to get stung by a fuck ton of bees.
You're going to be playing pinata. It's a pinata, a beehive, and you're going to have to whack it 3 times. and there's going to be an above ground pool about 20 feet away.
So, oh.
It's going to be. Do you need to go answer that?
No, it's not a phone. Hang on. All right. She had me do an alarm for her so she could leave.
Okay, so it's an above ground pool. Sorry for the disorganization, guys.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. It's all good.
So it's going to be an above ground pool. It's going to be about this tall, so you're going to struggle to get in there.
Okay. Well, I got pops, so I won't struggle to get in there.
So you think, what's your strategy?
I'm just going to... Three times you have to hit it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, we have a mutual agreement.
But here's the thing. It's going to be on a string, and some asshole is going to be pulling it up and down.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to sting me. We have a mutual agreement. I'm telling you. All right, so...
So you don't even need to get in the pool.
I don't. I won't need the pool.
They'll but the thing is, they're going to be on the outside of the hive, like this. You're going to smash some of their fucking friends and family. You think they're going to be okay with that?
As long as I don't kill one of them, they will be all right.
You're going to kill a few of them.
Okay. Well, then that's when shit goes bad. Because when you kill one of those motherfuckers, they set off like pheromones that signal all the other bees to be like, fuck this dude up. So I will kill some, because then they probably will sting me. Because we're breaking the agreement that I set with bees a long time ago.
You're getting fucked up.
Okay. That's going to change stuff. The pool's still there?
Yeah, the pool's still there.
Okay. I am not allergic to my knowledge because I've never been stung. However, my older brother is very allergic, as is my mother. I don't know if that runs in the family, but maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
So what kind of price do you need for something like that?
The pool's only 20 feet away?
Yeah, 20 feet away.
So I can get to that before being stung like more than like 5 times. Easily. And then just chill in the pool. I don't know, $400.
$400 to fucking whack a fucking beehive of Africanized killer bees. And it's on a string and it's going up and down in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Who's the new... What's her show name?
Oh, shit, yeah.
We got to give you a show name.
Oh, God damn it.
It's going to either be, it's going to be shortstop. You get to choose. Okay.
All right.
So we got a guest filling in. It's going to be, you can either be the substitute, shortstop, or a C-Cow.
Can we do shorty instead of shortstop? I like shorty.
Definitely. You know, I'm not going to choose goddamn C-Cow. okay, I'm gonna go. I like shorty. I like that. Shortstop, aka shorty.
Yeah, I'm calling you shorty.
All right, fair enough. We'll go with that.
All right, shortstop. Short stack.
Fucking sea cow.
Christopher Race, a shout out to Emily, whoever that is. She is gone. I've been stung by a bee before, but as soon as I took out the stinger, my thumb itched like crazy. Well, you're getting stung by a whole fuck ton of them. This kid got hit by 400 of the motherfuckers. I guarantee you're getting hit by 400 of them.
No way. A pool 20 feet away?
$400.
He just ran, though.
Dude, you could run 20 feet in like
10 seconds.
2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You're blindfolded. You got to get that off.
But I know where the pool's located.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That's 2 seconds to hop in the water.
You know, I'll tell you what. You come to the party blindfolded.
So I don't know where the
pool is. You don't know where the pool is. So it's 20 feet
around. But it's only 20
you.
Feet.
Yeah, it's somewhat.
So I just run in like a circle until I run into something. And
you
then
do
I
like
over.
A Fibonacci, a spiral out or some shit to fucking find it.
Yeah, okay. I'll stay with $400.
$400? Jesus Christ. What do you need for that?
Well, you know they can smell fear, so... You just
that's
like,
the biggest thing.
Yeah.
They do smell fear.
So like if you shoot it, right? And you're just like, no, I fucking got this shit. And you like leisurely leave. I don't think they'll like chase you as bad, to be quite honest. But I'm going to go with $1,000. It'll pay for the hospital bill in case I need to go.
Ooh, I think you're going to need more than $1,000 for that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, if they can smell fear. What you have going for you, Flapjack, what you have going for you is... I'm sure when they land on your body, they're just going to get drunk and fall off.
Yep, dizzy. Get real dizzy.
So make sure you're sweating real good before you go out there, you know?
There's a big bee problem at my day job. It's just the area that they're in. There's bees, like, all over the place. And, like, anytime honey goes out to a table with, like, tea or it comes out on our cheese plate, bees, like, swarm everywhere. So they put these like cups of honey like away from the patio to lure the bees elsewhere. And some fucking retard one day left one like right on the back of the patio by the back section. And we got to work in the morning, and I kid you not, there was 250, 300 bees like swarming this like little cup of honey. And everyone was like freaking out. And they're just honeybees, so they don't, I mean, they really don't like
fuck
with you if you don't fuck with them. Yeah, I mean, bees are dying at an alarming rate. That's
fact.
Pay attention to that, people.
Yeah, so save the bees somehow.
But I walked, like, everyone was freaking out and like trying to like throw stuff on it to like knock it off. And I just went and grabbed a fucking, like, a big bucket from the kitchen and walked over to the cup and like calmly like walked into the swarm of bees and just placed the bucket on top of it. And it trapped like 200 of the bees and the rest flew away.
Yeah, have you ever seen those videos of those guys that just stand there and they let bees get all over their body?
One of my best friends growing up, she had bees at her house, and it's always like you just need to like be like really cool and calm and
do what you
need to do and don't bother them, and they're not going to fuck with you.
I feel like though bees know that if they sting you they're going to die, so they don't want to just waste it.
Well, that's just bumblebees, like the big fat ones.
Yeah.
If they use their stinger once, they die. Like wasps, yellow jackets, those motherfuckers, they'll keep stinging.
They're relentless,
you.
Huh?
Yeah.
God damn, God cursed the bumblebees. Aww.
We need them, though.
We do.
They're like, if they were a farm animal, they would be like a cow or some shit.
I fuck with bees.
Have you ever froze a bee and then tied a string around their
leg?
I
have a vine of me doing it.
No way.
Yeah, on Cinco de Mayo 2000, it was my last one in Connecticut, 2014. It's awesome. You catch them in like a little mason jar. You put them in the freezer for like 10 minutes. It knocks them out cold. You take them out. You tie a little string around it, and then they just like come back to life, and you got a whole bee on the string.
Yeah, it's like a balloon.
Yeah.
Aww.
But these are Africanized bees. These things are fucking mean as shit. You need a grand for that.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys going to do? I wonder if they can go under the water and get you.
No.
No. They can't swim.
Well, the thing is, you got to come up for air at some point. And they're going to be waiting.
I can hold my breath for, like, maybe a minute.
For me, I'm going to need a lot of money because I'm going to get hurt bad.
Are you allergic?
No, but you're going to a party. You don't know where the pool is. You're blindfolded, okay?
That's true.
You're swinging a bat around.
I'm probably going to trip on something.
So after the first whack, it may take another minute or two before you can get another whack in because some fucking guy's pulling it up and down on a string.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are it's going to take a minute to fucking whack it three times. And it's not like a video game where it goes away after three hits.
Oh, fuck.
So you're getting lit up. Chances of you dying are pretty high on this one, I would think.
You think?
Yeah, man.
I mean, the kid's 11 and he got stung 400 times and he didn't die.
Yeah, but he shot at once and ran. You're hanging out. You're hanging out trying to whack a beehive three fucking times. And it's going up and down on a string.
I don't know. How fast does an 11-year-old run?
Very fast. Honestly, I need at least half a million. I need about a half million for this.
$500,000.
Yeah,
to get stung by some fucking bees.
Yeah, dude, you should see this kid. You should once I show you the picture of this fucking kid.
I saw his face.
First off, I think once you start getting stung, you're gonna drop that fucking pinata bat thing and start running regardless.
You don't get the money then. You have to hit it.
Then you survive, right?
You'd do it for $100,000.
$100,000.
There's a brutal picture of this fucking kid.
Does he look like he just got plastic surgery?
It's like the guy. It looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Poor thing.
Look at the top of his fucking head.
Jesus.
Here, I'll put it on the big one.
Is that him in the hospital? Yeah, it's him in the hospital.
Yeah. It's slowed in a better quality picture. Look at these fucking animals that got stung in the face.
Once.
You're going to be swole up, dude. You're going to be swole up. You're going to be like a balloon man for a few days.
Who cares? You'll get over it. You're not going to die.
I agree. Unless you're allergic, then you're fucked. But
you guys are crazy. It's going to hurt like hell. You got to whack it three times. You think after you're getting fucking...
they actually use bee stings as a form of like help, like it's a health thing. Like you can go and get stung by them.
Yeah, like leeches.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what.
Yeah,
it is.
What is so? What is this, therapeutic?
Yeah, it's very therapeutic.
Whacking them for acupuncture.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. I'm saying that up.
It's something like that.
Sounds good though.
They like do it and then they pull them off. Poor bees, they die. But you know,
it's gonna be horrible. And then you got to find the pool.
All right, so 500
grand. I fuck
grand.
With bees. We're
Jesus.
Cool.
Yeah, all right. So, apparently I'm the only sane one or insane one here. We're going to jump into... Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, God. Would you rather? That's right, it's a segment where you have to choose two scenarios. Usually they fucking suck. So, on this week's Would You Rather... Would you rather have a video of you getting beat the fuck up that goes viral, or would you rather have a sex tape that gets leaked out and goes viral?
Speaking of beat up, Cash Me Outside girl got beat up again. Go figure.
By who?
I don't know. Somebody else.
I heard she's getting her own TV show.
Either way, she got beat up again.
Jeez, man.
All she is words.
I wanted to talk about her on another episode. It's funny how she can act like this and get famous off of it.
It's I don't know if funny is the right word. I think it's just speaks to the society that we're living in.
Agree.
Maybe that's what we got to do to fucking get more fans.
Just act IQ. Like a total piece of Ooh. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get in the fucking bar fights.
Yeah.
And film it. I'm sure you'll be so drunk you won't even feel a pool stick hit you in the back.
Yeah, I'll be good.
So, yeah, would you rather have a getting beat the fuck up, which is, it depends if you have a lot of pride or not. You know what I mean?
True.
Or sex tape, and it's going to be, I don't think it can be like with some fucking tin. I feel like you got to be having sex and it's got to be kind of like horrid. You know what I mean?
All right, well, okay, because it was A, no, before you said that, no-brainer sex tape for me personally. Well, how horrid are we talking about?
Like bag over the face horrid?
Give me just a number on the scale.
Because I feel like you would fuck almost anything and be okay with it. We're going to have to say, as far as this scenario goes, I feel
give
like...
Give me a number on...
Because you'd be okay with like a midget or some shit, you would go
no.
sex tape.
What about no, like 3.2?
My rule is fives and sixes are acceptable under intoxication. And then sevens and ups normally. Not that I have sober sex ever, but...
Okay, here's the deal. It's going to be... it'll be a four?
Four. Ooh.
A four? It'll be two fours. However, one has a penis.
Ooh.
But it looks
Wait,
like a chick.
So
it's a tranny. And a regular female.
All right. Well,
so it's a three-way.
It's a three-way with a tranny and a fucking gross Goon. Chick.
Yeah.
Then I'd rather
but
get
you're
beat
the pitcher.
Then I'd rather get beat up.
You're the pitcher.
I'd rather have a video of me getting my ass kicked.
Really?
Then have sex with a tranny and have the entire, like, my mom watch it.
Oh, that's yeah. true.
Okay, you don't have to have sex with the tranny, but it's in the background just helicopter and dick. You gotta have sex with
touching
the four.
Itself to you.
You gotta have sex with the four.
And the tranny's what, just, like, jerking off in the corner?
Just watching.
Yeah.
Like a weirdo.
Pretty much.
That's an interesting scenario.
All the things you get into.
Because I had to calm it down a little bit. I want you to be like on the fence about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm officially on the fence. Come back to me. Shorty.
Oh, okay. So he's a four and a tranny. Wait. So... Was it a girl? Is it a girl being a guy, or is it a guy being a girl?
Well, what kind of point, huh? What's
yeah,
that?
Pre-op or post-op.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, have they gotten rid of their original parts and replaced them with new ones?
No, they were born that way.
They're just chicks getting... born with a dick?
No. It's going to be a dude who's...
Okay, so it is a dude.
In
regardless.
The transition of going to womanhood.
Okay.
But still has the fucking...
Penis.
Yeah.
Has the peen.
But, yeah, same rules for you.
God damn.
Same You got the dude chick, and then you got the four
watching
chick.
In the back and the four. Wait, oh, so with another chick?
Yeah, she's a four.
She's a four.
Well, no, she would have but the chick watching and be banging the dude, right?
We got to get this. Okay, wait. So, am I doing lesbian shit right now? Is that what we're talking about?
I think she would bang the dude. That's going to be a chick eventually, but she still has a dick.
Is it? So what do you think? I'm confused.
I'm confused too. What am I doing?
I thought
who
it was just a sex
scene
with like some hot girl. And I was like, yeah, this is sick. Like, let that go viral. I mean, everyone's lesbian, already seen my dick.
No. Here's the same thing. It's going to be a dude, a four dude.
A four dude that I'm doing.
Yeah, and then the chick, she's a four as well, and she's in the corner.
Transitioning to a man.
No, she's normal, and she's giving you a fucking back rub.
She's touching me while...
It's just going to be gross. It's just going to be a mess.
It's going to be...
That's what it is.
It sounds like it. Okay, can the guy wear a bag? Do I have to look at his face?
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes the face is eh, but the body's
Yeah, and snaggletooth. Yeah. Both of them.
Put a bag over it. Put a picture yourself on there.
No, nope, okay, of that. Okay. No bags allowed.
Well, enough about this. What's the stipulations with
Brandon
getting beat
says
up?
He'll be getting beat up all day because I can redeem myself from getting beat up. Can't come back from the sex tape.
See,
that's what I thought going into this. It was just going to be like, just, you know, a sex tape with them, like good looking girl.
Now there needs to be a stipulation with the getting beat up.
Yeah, that's my question.
You don't just get beat up in the video and people are like, oh, I feel bad for him. You get beat up in this video because you deserved it. That's what happened. You did something. You were being a piece of shit. Like you slapped you took an ice cream cone out of a child's hand and you fucking ate it, a little bit of it, and threw it on the ground.
So I'm getting beat up
and you get beat up by his dad.
Yeah. Okay, so wait, but I'm not, am I getting beat up by another girl?
No.
By a man. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, he's fucking
yeah,
beating up a chick.
You get beat up by the mom.
Okay, that was fixing to say.
But the mom, like, happens to be, like,
a bodybuilder.
A UFC fighter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, she's fucking, like, crushing watermelons with her fucking thighs. Let's go.
And that you can't really redeem yourself because people are going to be like, oh, that asshole, you're that asshole. So now you're either known as an asshole or some sick fuck.
And the sex tape's going to be going around the internet, I take it.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
I'm going to go... I'm sure everybody's going to go with the getting beat up and being an asshole reputation. I'm going with the sex tape. Because
God dang it.
That's going viral in the sex world. And not everybody's into that kind of stuff.
Well, plus there's a lot
job
weirder
opportunities.
Shit out there.
Job opportunities.
In the sex world. There's
somebody's
some weird shit.
That.
Yeah, but I feel like not everybody is going to be like, oh, you're the guy in the sex tape.
Yeah, I think I'm...
I mean, it goes viral, right? But
I don't have
you
to...
You have to be into the world of porn to...
Right. So I don't have to, like, S the trannies D or put it in my butt or anything. He's just in there jerking it in the background.
Maybe he's giving you a back massage here and there.
Okay. And then
you got to kiss him, though.
On the dick?
No. Just on the lips. Just on the lips.
Like make out with him or just a little...
Like a little peck.
Because I've kissed dudes before. Kind of
like this.
Oh, God.
I'm taking the sex tape. Sticking to my OG answer, even though
I thought
it was
going
to be a lot better.
Why are you going with the sex tape? I thought you were going to get beat up all day long.
Nah, well, when you said that, I was going to get fucked by a tranny. Then that changed my opinion.
He's like, fuck that shit.
No, but, no, you don't have to. You just got to make out with it a little bit.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Made out with dudes before.
And they're fours, and they have snaggle teeth.
It's okay.
I'll get over it. Nothing little booze can't fix.
True that.
So what are you doing there?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely going with the sex tape, because there's been tons of hot girls.
Wait, everybody's going with the sex tape?
Think about it, okay? How many times do you see a hot girl with, like, an ugly guy, and you're like, well, you know, he could get, you know, he's doing fucking great. Look at her. She could get way better. It's just a commonality.
Hold up. Chad just threw out a new stipulation for the sex tape.
Here we go.
Oh, God dang it. Thumb up the poop shoot, really?
Yeah, the fucking tranny's going to put their finger in your butthole.
Well, you know.
I'd still stick with sex tape.
I'm going with the sex tape.
I think I'm back on getting beat up.
that's crossing the line, bro. Woody over there. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I'm not into
fuck.
The big
Not flapjack.
Flapjack. God, that's my bad. Okay.
I'm going to get jalapenos and every time that happens.
Habaneros, I thought.
I'm not into butt play, so.
You're going to get beat up? You're going to be the asshole?
Out of my butthole.
The way you redeem yourself, though, is you need to have a video go out.
I'll just buy a bunch of kids ice cream.
Boom.
Be like, sorry, I was in a bad mood.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with getting beat up too, because I feel like that would go more viral and I can promote the podcast.
There you go.
And then like, people are going to want to come in and they want to fucking talk shit to me.
Yeah.
It could be the opener of the podcast.
Because look at the Cash Me Outside girl. Everybody thought she was such a douchebag. Now she has a cult following.
Mm-hmm. And she's making money.
And some people are going to be like, yeah, fuck that kid's ice cream you threw on the ground.
Yeah, it's a stupid flavor anyways.
So I'll get beat the fuck
strawberry.
Up.
Yeah, I was I'm just about to say, it's probably eating strawberry. Fuck that guy.
And then I'll get every, you know, I'll make some fans out of it, and then I'll do a little bit of charity work. There we go.
Yep.
All right. It sounds like you got to all
figure
it out.
Save the bees or some shit.
But if the thumbs stay away from my butthole, I'll go back to the sex
ring. In the sex ring with thumb and a butthole.
Okay, then yeah, definitely get my ass beat.
All right, guys. Well, are you going to stick with the sex tape?
Yeah, I don't mind a little finger in the butt. It's all good.
I just feel like these scenarios with sex and shit is generally worse for us guys.
It is.
Well, because you throw trannies and butt pleasures in there. What do you expect? No, we don't, because we're just like, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, the reputation. We're going to jump in this next segment, obviously, because that's what you have to do after you finish a segment. life advice.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck is the music for that shit?
Homegirl Vanessa. Gotta get a new pillow for this chair. My butt's starting to hurt.
Life advice.
Get some more padding.
Yeah. All right, there. Flapjack, give us some life advice.
What do we... Regret, right?
Yeah, regret.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, regret is like probably the most wasted emotion of all time, because after something happens, like, you really can't do anything to fucking change it, and people spend all this fucking time like dwelling on shit. You just need to fucking move the fuck on and get over it. I'm gonna quote one of my most favorite people of all time to walk planet Earth, Tupac Shakur. He said,
R.I.P.
You can, he might not be dead.
Oh, that's true.
You can spend minutes, hours, days, weeks, or even months overanalyzing a situation, trying to put the pieces back together, justifying what could have or would have happened, or you can just leave the pieces on the floor and move the fuck on. So, that's my homie, Tupac.
Amen.
Repping that. Seriously, people who bitch about shit that happened in the past, like, just stop. No one cares. You dwelling on
actually,
it,
you're fucking
about it.
Your stupid friends care.
No, they don't. They really don't.
Some of these girls do.
They don't.
They
though.
Love drama.
Don't.
They just want.
They might act like they do, but they don't, because
that's
you
true.
Can't.
That's actually true.
You can't fucking do anything about it. It's just a wasted. It's literally a waste of fucking time.
There's a good saying. It's don't ever regret anything, because at one point that's exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, or don't regret anything that made you smile. I think I saw that on Instagram one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So move on, motherfuckers. You know what? You fucking, you drove your car through a fucking deli. Move the fuck on.
Learn from it. Learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you
don't drive into delis anymore. You're not learning. You're not living.
You cut your thumb off with a fucking bandsaw.
Don't move cut the other one off.
Move on.
Yeah,
you know what?
God gave you two for a reason.
Well, actually, try to put it back on. You know, maybe go to the hospital.
That. You can surgery.
Right? Yeah, just put it on ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they transport
seen it in
shit.
A movie.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
cooler.
You know, you get stung by 400 bees and you die. Move on.
Move on in the afterlife.
There you go.
I'm a big reincarnation
See,
guy,
here's
so.
The thing. Yeah. These motherfucking ghosts that are still on this planet,
they
ain't moved on.
No. That's why they're still here. That's
because they haven't moved on. They regret.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Don't
move
be a
on,
ghost.
Ghosts.
Yeah, don't be a ghost.
Fucking motherfuckers.
Dumb idiots. Big dumb idiots. Get out of my Ouija board.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
God
shit.
Damn it. Fucking coming to my room at 3 in the morning trying to scare the shit out of me? Fuck you, motherfuckers. If the Ghostbusters existed, I would have you assholes sucked up in a vacuum cleaner, that's for sure.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Except for Slimer. He's cool. He can hang out.
Better than
Fair enough.
Slimer.
Do you ever see the reboot with all the chicks?
No.
No.
Hmm.
Was it shit?
I didn't see
it. I guess I should. It's girl power, right? But
Black Widow probably has.
I don't know. There's a big outrage over that bullshit.
I didn't hear very redeeming things
like,
about
it.
Everybody's
like, it's not dudes, so. It's women.
Yeah, but I don't think that. I like the people who are in it. I think Kristen Wiig, I think she's fucking hilarious. But I didn't hear good things about the movie. So yeah. I just never went to see it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of movies that come out, they overhype them and they end up just sucking
like
dick.
Every fucking movie.
Yep.
They put all that fucking energy into fucking marketing and shit. You know, before you know it, they're going to reboot fucking Ghostbusters in another 10 years and it's going to be like, I don't know, fucking gorillas.
Oh, I was going to say monkeys.
Yeah, like Planet of the Apes meets Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who knows? Maybe the gorillas
cool
and
twist.
Monkeys will get smart enough they live amongst us, you know?
I hope so.
They eat our food, drive our cars.
I would love a little chimp, like, butler. Or, like, driver.
Okay, so you're saying if this happens, they're going to become
be
slaves.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That might come up as a little
that's
racist.
Gonna
we're going to cut that. We're going to cut that.
I'm going to have them drive me around like fucking Miss
really
Daisy.
There's going to be a civil war because of this.
Turn there, Reginald.
Damn it.
We're going to jump into the next segment, and that's going to be Grind My Gears. I need a fucking song for this.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
What grinds your gears, Flapjack?
Okay, so this actually sort of didn't go like fully viral, but it made the news. The president of Iceland, he was at like some elementary school, and kids were like interviewing him and asking him questions, and one of them brought up how he feels about pineapple on pizzas. And the president said that if he had his way, he would ban it nationwide from people being allowed to put pineapple on their pizza. I'm all on board with him. Fuck people who put pineapple on their pizza. I love pineapple. It does not belong on a pizza.
You're nasty.
So fuck you if you put... If you order pizza for like you and your friends and you get the stupid Hawaiian pizza, which I don't even know why it's called the Hawaiian pizza because it was invented in Canada. So explain that one to
nobody
me.
Wants to buy something called the Canada pizza.
Canadian pizza, baby.
No people
buy the Canadian
bacon.
The Canadian
that's what's
bacon.
Fucking on it. So I don't know why it's called the Hawaiian pizza. Fuck people who put fruit on their pizza. Just stop doing it.
No. Fuck you because I like pineapple on pizza.
Oh,
it does
my
belong
God.
On fucking pizza. It does. Okay,
nope.
I fucking love fucking pineapple on my pizza. It's delicious. It gives it that little sugary pop.
Ugh.
It's like fucking candy.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
What the fuck?
I've Hold never on. Disagreed with anything you've ever said on these airwaves more than what you just said.
Hold on. Computer guy, should pineapple be on pizza? He says, no,
you
fuck you.
He's
only
with
one.
Me, dude. He's with
somebody
me.
Somebody in here wants some fucking pineapple on
it's
the pizza?
Disgusting.
Hey, if there's a listener out there who wants pineapple on their pizza...
No, this is
Speak
obviously
up.
A big argument.
I bet you there's not.
I don't know very anyone.
No,
really,
I know plenty. My
now.
Roommates, my old roommates got me into it. They're like, hey, you pineapple on the pizza? Yeah, I'll try anything
really?
Once.
They,
except
they
for,
should be in trouble for
certain things.
Yeah.
I'll nope. try.
I don't get it.
Get it out of here.
Yeah.
What the fuck's so wrong with it? Why is it wrong?
Because it's like it just doesn't go.
There's only.
What do you mean it doesn't go?
It doesn't go.
You put it on
me.
The pizza. Yeah, you put it in your mouth. It goes right in my fucking
okay,
mouth.
Okay, it's like the way I see desserts. Like you don't like. I don't want fucking strawberry ice cream. I want chocolate or vanilla. I don't want fucking pineapple on my fucking pizza.
There's literally like six toppings I ever put on a pizza that I order.
Meat, right?
It's pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and then like. Maybe onions or peppers. I think those
artichoke hearts.
I don't know if I've ever
artichoke hearts are good. I'll give you that.
No, on a pizza.
Yeah.
So pizzas
no.
only
good.
Can have vegetables on.
It's good. They're like
saying.
It's like a.
No, it's
I thought pizza
savory
pepperoni sausage bacon. You could throw meatball in there, and then maybe chicken too. So seven.
So basically,
five meats, two veggies.
If pizza was politics, you'd be a goddamn conservative. You don't believe in progression of the pizza.
Who
no,
says
I don't
pineapple's
in
progression?
Pineapple on my pizza.
That's not progression. That's like insanity.
Yeah.
Why is it insane? Explain, Flapjack. Why is pineapple
Because it's
insane?
Fruit. I don't
it's,
want
so,
fruit it, on my goddamn
so
pizza.
So what?
It's a cold fruit. Like, pineapple is supposed to be enjoyed cold by itself. That's the only way you eat pineapple.
Agreed.
Although, take that back, because I've had grilled pineapple one time. And that
Never
was good.
Had that, so
but
I can't say anything.
That's by it, still by itself.
How, let me ask you this. Have you tried pineapple on pizza?
Yes, and it's stupid.
Was it disgusting?
Yeah. It sucked.
Did you go vomit in the toilet?
Canadian bacon can go fuck itself,
why was
too.
It gross? It was gross. So did you go vomit in the toilet because
I
tastes like
throw
shit?
Up. I was just like, this is gross. I'm not
did you,
this.
You just had one bite, and you put it down.
I said, I'm not eating this. This is disgusting. I had a friend
did you
who
finish
used,
the slice?
No. I had
you
a friend didn't finish who used to eat it at college and drove me fucking insane.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you fucking never eat?
I have had a bite, and I put the pizza back down and acted like I didn't have a bite and walked away from it.
So how much money would you guys need to eat pineapple pizza?
I would eat a whole pineapple pizza if you were going to pay me, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
How much money would you need?
I would
$10?
Complain the entire time.
$10?
Sure.
$10?
I would
that's
probably
it?
Do it for $5.
Give me 50 and I'll do
enjoy
it.
Enjoy it.
$5 a slice.
$5 a slice for you?
That's yeah. $40.
And Chad, says, okay, 40. Chad says he hates pineapple on his...
Yeah, I bet you none of our listeners out there like pineapple on their pizza. Up.
See,
we'll
exactly.
Wait. We'll okay. Let the people speak.
All right. Well, you know it'll what grinds pull. My gears?
Yeah, what grinds your gears? Pepperoni on pizza?
No, what grinds my gears is the motherfuckers who get so butthurt over pineapple on the pizza.
Like,
it's the biggest
go.
Deal in the fucking world.
It's horrible.
Who gives a shit? It's just pineapple on a fucking pizza. Why you gotta throw a big fucking stink about it? Whatever.
I'm waiting for Trump.
I feel like
it.
I feel like there's bigger issues than fucking freaking out that I have pineapple on my pizza. Before you know it, pizza shops are going to throw you out for that shit. Oh, we don't serve your kind.
Yeah, we need that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to fucking have a fucking march.
All right, go for
it. Jesus.
Let me know how that works out.
Pineapple
you probably get
pizza
like
march.
14 people.
Everybody's going to be wearing pineapple costumes, picketing with signs.
I think you're grossly overestimating the amount of people who enjoy pineapple.
No, obviously
pizza.
A lot do if this has become a big thing.
You're actually right because I did a little research and it's still one of the best, not best, but highest selling pizza toppings in America. Can you believe that?
Really?
So, maybe looks like pineapple.
I think
is
it's
winning.
Just the couple of
no.
people just order it all the time so that they can
there's
skew the ratings.
So let me ask you this: if you were a pizza shop owner, would you refuse to put pineapple?
Yep.
For to lose profit and possibly no, customers.
I don't want those people in my restaurant.
Why? What's wrong with those people?
They're weird. Can't trust them. Can't trust people who wear Skechers. Can't trust people
Skechers.
Who squirt ketchup all over their french fries instead of dipping them.
It ruins it.
People who don't have a vice. I mean, just those people.
Who don't have a vice?
Yeah, yeah. Something like a guilty pleasure.
Just like drink or smoke or I don't even care, like do coke or crack or something. But just, don't
somebody
just be
has...
like totally fucking, I don't do anything.
So dude, so you're okay with a bunch of like guys shooting up heroin in a fucking middle of the streets.
Said.
Over,
that's
listen,
not what he said.
You're okay with a bunch of guys shooting up heroin. You'd rather have that hanging around your pizza shop than fucking pineapple people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those pineapple weirdos out of here.
All right. Okay.
God.
I'd rather that the people are smoking weed because it makes them more hungry
it's
than
true.
Heroin does. But, I mean, teach their own. Whatever.
What about you? What grinds your gears?
Well, I haven't had a lot of time to think about it. But
what upsets you?
What upsets me?
Yeah, what grinds your gears?
Okay, all right. People that you are text messaging, right? Like you're clearly having a conversation and all of a sudden they just fucking stop. Next thing you know, you see like five fucking statuses, updates, or like fucking memes posted on Facebook. And you're like, what the fuck, bro? I've been trying to have a goddamn conversation with you for 5 minutes and you're ignoring me. Why? No answer, no question, nothing. Why? Just ignore.
Maybe they just don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, then they should say it.
I can.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to feel rude.
That is rude.
Maybe it's rude. Okay.
It's my grind my gear, okay? On a right. last moment thought.
Put your head in the frame. There you go. Put your head in the frame.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah. There. You got to talk in the thing.
Hi.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to jump into story time. Where the fuck's my story? What the fuck?
I don't know.
This is what happens when I don't color code like a child.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look,
nigga.
In a book,
my nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
suck my dick.
All right, welcome to story time with Cowboy. Do you have a story time, Flapjack, or no?
I do not have a story time.
Okay, I want to talk about...
Was I supposed to?
No.
Okay.
Because you did on one episode. I want to talk about these shit bags that come into the restaurant that I work at on Sundays. I hate the people that come into the restaurant on Sundays.
The worst people.
This fucking... I'll talk about this cunt first. And then I'll talk about the habanero, man.
Oh, here we go.
So, this fucking bitch comes in, right? It's a four top. She's just, they look like regular ass people. She wants a gin and tonic. Tanqueray gin and tonic.
Gross.
The manager makes it for her. I put it on the table. I think he fucked up. He may have put soda in it because he does fuck up. He claims he doesn't, but he does. Seen it many of times. And she's like, this isn't a gin and tonic. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. So I go have it remade, and I personally see the gin and the tonic go into the cup. So now it is gin and tonic. Not much more to it other than the ice cubes, I guess. Bring it to the table. She tries it. She's like, it's okay. I'm like, well, is it better than the last one? She's like, yeah. I'm like, do you want anything else? No. And then like 5 minutes later, she freaks the fuck out. And she's like, this isn't gin and tonic. And I'm
like, did she really yell at you?
No. But it's fucking, it's gin and tonic, lady. It's fucking gin and tonic. I seen it. What else? What? She's like, it's not gin and tonic. And I'm like, it's gin and tonic. She's like, no, it's not. What is it then? What the fuck is that if that's not gin and tonic? What else? What do you want in it? What do you want in it to make it taste like what you think is gin and tonic?
There's only two ingredients.
You want me to... Yes! Gin what do you want tonic? Me to fucking do? Spit in it, lady? Do you want some fucking ketchup in there? What do you need? Pineapples? God damn it.
Did you put a lime on it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe she just wanted a lime.
And then she gets the fucking veal. Right?
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Too thick.
Yeah, how'd you know that was coming?
Because that's what everyone complains about at the place.
She said it was tough. Mm-hmm. She said it was tough. I've never tried it, but I
because it is. It should be pounded out more than it is.
I went and tried it.
You gotta pound the baby cow.
Well, that's so sad.
Well, it's delicious. Ugh. Shouldn't be so tasty.
I never tried it until she sent it back.
It's really good.
Yeah, I tried it. It was good. It wasn't really that tough.
We'll never try
Ours isn't that tough.
No, but it should be pounded out more than it is.
So,
That's what she said.
But I wish she would say that.
it was delicious. I enjoyed it. So, fuck that lady. Then I had another guy come in around the same fucking time as her. He's kind of a douchebag. He's like, where's the bread? And they're...
Oh, the bread.
Yeah, the bread. Fucking bread. We're in an Italian restaurant.
The sausage.
So, this is what I say now, because this is what they're telling us to say. Oh, sir, it's in the oven. It's not in the fucking oven. It'll be out soon. All right, good. And I come back. He's like, wearing a cowboy hat. He's like, I need a hat rack. And he hands it off to me, so I fucking take it to the back.
Who has a hat rack anymore?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, this guy's still living in the fucking late 1800s or some shit. Yeah. So I fucking take it. Then he's like, he orders spaghetti and meatball, and then he's like, "You got any peppers?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got jalapenos." He's like, "Bring me some." And then he's like, "I'm like, I also got some habaneros." He's like, "Yeah, bring me one of those." I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay, I'll fucking bring a habanero. And he's like, you know what? Tell you what. And he grabs my arm. You bring me that son of a bitch, and I'll eat it right in your fucking face. And I ain't even gonna flinch.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Fucking face?
Yeah. Oh,
I like this guy.
He was ornery.
So I'm like, this guy's fucking pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, he has the rights to be a dick if he can eat a habanero and not flinch. So we didn't have any habaneros. So the manager, I tell the manager, he gladly runs to the fucking store across the street, HEB, and he gets some habaneros, brings them back, bring him out the habanero, and he eats the motherfucker, and it doesn't even bother him. I didn't believe him.
I like it.
And he told me the trick to it. He's like, there's a trick to this. I'm like, what's that? He's like, meat kills heat. I'm like, well, I thought milk did. He's like, that's some Anglo-Saxon bullshit. So he's like, the trick is you don't let it touch your lips. You chew it up, and then you eat some meats like this meatball right here. And
you know what we got in at the restaurant for you to eat tomorrow when you go to work, right?
What?
Some ghost chili peppers. Dried ghost chili peppers.
That's like the hottest,
right? I told Paul that they've like crossbred some stuff that's hotter than it, but it's like up way there, up there.
Whatever scale it's called.
So we're going to get you to eat one of those. And I'll eat one with you.
Should we eat it on air?
We'll see who cries more.
Your butthole's going to burn later.
Should we eat it on air, like right at the end of the episode?
Fiery buttholes.
Sure. Oh, super fiery.
At the end of the fucking show?
Yeah, I'm not going to enjoy it. It's going to suck. It's actually like really going to suck.
It will. Like it's going to...
It'll be good content.
All right.
We'll take a couple. They're dried too, so it's just...
It's like extra concentrated.
So I'm probably going to get sick. Are we going to eat the whole thing or just a bite?
No, they're pretty small, so we'll eat the whole thing. We're probably both going to throw up, though.
Yes!
I've never eaten one. I don't know what's going to happen.
Because I
like spicy, and I eat spicy a lot, but this is spicy.
It's going to tear your stomachs up.
Chad says Carolina Reaper is the hot one.
Yep, that's one of the crossbred, like, mutant ones.
Whoever's doing this, stop.
It's hot enough, I promise.
I ate a whole full-blown habanero at work, and I was fucked up for 30 minutes, and my stomach hurt.
Yeah, we're going to probably throw up. It's going to be fun, though.
You need to coat your stomach first to help.
With booze?
With
milk, because apparently that's Anglo-Saxon shit.
So
I think I should have a meatball or something so I can try that guy's technique.
Okay.
Because I don't want to just go in this thing and get murdered.
Cider will be good with it.
All right, so tune in next. Actually, I'm not going to be. I'm leaving town. We can't do a show next week. Tune in the next time, and I'll eat a fucking hot pepper with Flapjack on the show.
Where are you going?
We got to go to Houston for a bunch of personal stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways,
do a late show, a different time of the week.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, because we don't have to be there until it would be Monday. We got to leave Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't have to work Monday night. So.
All right, cool. We'll do that then.
Monday.
So we're going to jump in the power rankings here.
Do we do fun fact? Did I write fun fact down?
No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
Well, I have a fun fact.
We'll do power rankings, and then we'll do fun fact. Okay. Power rankings. Come on. What do you got there, Flapjack?
Well, it's March 2nd today. Happy... March, everybody. February. Man, that month was too smart or too short, right?
Yeah. Super short.
March is my second favorite month of the year. So I just figured we'd do a little power rank your favorite months.
Ooh. Definitely not December. Definitely not November. I'm going to say July.
Is third or first?
October is the first because I love Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Followed by July because I like the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by June because it's still summer.
Ooh.
Nice.
My third is July.
Actually, I'm going to do March, taking away June.
Why do you like March?
Well, in Austin, it's like South March. By Southwest, mm-hmm. And it's weather is bearable.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
So here, at least.
My third is July, because it's got July 4th, which is probably the best holiday ever, like ever created ever. Second is May. Weather's always beautiful no matter where the fuck you live in the country, and my birthday's then, and all the best people are born in May. First is March. March Madness. Best fucking couple weeks of the year. That Thursday, Friday, when it all tips off, I'm... the happiest human being I've ever been in.
Wait, what's March Madness?
It's college basketball, baby.
It's the best.
So we're gonna be bringing back ever. Gambling for with idiots for March
That's
Madness.
That's gonna be fun. Are you gonna do a bracket?
Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're going to do some bracket talk. You can fill one out by like doing like
Look,
which mascot would be.
I'll give you 411 on it all, okay.
No, you can just make one which mascot do you think Ooh. Would beat the other mascot in a fight. And we'll see how you turn out or something like that.
How do we know which mascot wins?
Well, you pick who would win in a fight. Like, you could get, like, the Wolverines versus, like, the Badgers or something like that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, did you just go through all your months?
Yeah, July, then May, and then March is... No, July, then March, and then May.
What about you there?
Well, first off, happy birthday, Texas. It's Texas'
birthday. Oh, it is Texas Independence Day.
Yeah, it is. So, happy birthday.
Texas Day. We should put a candle on Texas and...
I got a salt lamp over there.
Okay.
It's new.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's go with my third favorite is going to be December because a lot of good shit always happens in December for me. Well, except for last year, but nonetheless, great fucking month. Second is going to be February because it's my birthday and I love that. And then lastly, I'm going to have to go with probably June. I like June. My kid's birthday's in June, and it's a great fucking month. It's beautiful.
Don't you think it's a little fucked up that Black History Month is February?
Because
like,
it's
we just
the
give
shortest?
Them the shortest month. I think that's like kind of racist, I think. I mean, there's 11 other months that have either 30 or 31 days, and we're just like, yeah, we're going to give you the one that only has 28.
I think there's a reason behind February, is what I've been told, but I do not recall.
Yeah, I think like MLK was born in February. Might be wrong on that.
I don't know a lot of Black history. I feel bad.
It sucks though. I feel bad for them.
So
oh god,
you people are terrible.
We did.
I didn't decide that Black
we
history
didn't.
Month was gonna be
it was the government.
We're gonna jump into fun facts of the day to break the awkwardness that you two have created upon yourselves. What's that fact there, Flapjack?
You guys, like, you know, like artificial flavors with all the different fruits, how they like pretty much match up all the time.
Yeah.
Like they might be a little off. Like cherries sometimes taste like a little bit medicine.
No. I feel like artificial.
Great for sure.
Artificial flavors taste nothing like the real fruit.
That's lies. Strawberry tastes like strawberry.
I mean, a lot of them are on point. Not fully, but they're at least close. You know the one that's always not even close?
What?
I mean,
orange. No.
Guesses. Banana.
Ugh.
There's not much banana flavored candy.
Do you ever have Runts?
Yes. That's,
the only banana flavored candy.
No, I mean, there's banana Laffy Taffy.
That's true.
That
it's
tastes
disgusting.
The same as fucking Runts. Anyways, the reason why that is that it doesn't taste anything like the bananas you're used to eating is because when the artificial flavor was originally released in the 1960s, it was based on the Gros Michel banana, which is now extinct. Went extinct after the
60s. It's called the Gros Michel banana?
Yeah, G-R-O-S, like M-I-C-H-E-L. So I might be mispronouncing, but that's how you spell it.
Or taste in history?
Yes, and it was there was like a tree disease that wiped them all off place of the planet. And I don't know if you know this, but bananas are going extinct again.
Are they?
They really? Say within 50 years if, like, nothing, if someone doesn't, like, fix what's happening, they're going to be gone. Our grandkids will not know what a fucking banana looks like. Chuck, I know you're distraught about that because that's literally
it's the
only thing I've ever seen you eat.
Of eating a banana.
Mm-hmm. But because of deforestation and a comeback of the disease.
Part. Yeah. That top part. Did
you know
with the
that
brown...
bananas used to be full of seeds?
Yeah, that's
like
why they say
seeds.
That these are genetically that's modified ones.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have spiders in it, too, because they'll lay their eggs because it's moist.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's gross.
I want to try all the different bananas.
Well, they're gone. Forever. You can eat some banana.
You
Laffy
can't
Taffy.
Try the gross
this
Michelle.
This is it? No, right now.
They're done in 50 years, they're saying.
What? Okay, but if they're, like, able to cultivate all these brand new goddamn peppers, why can't they fucking, like, save... Some freaking...
Well, they're working on it.
What? It's plugged in.
Not into the computer. It's not.
I don't know where to...
Yeah, I need the other end of that cable you plugged into the wall.
The other end. This? Right here?
No. God damn it.
Bananas, they're going extinct.
Oh, the black part?
Okay. So bananas are going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I'll be dead in 50 years, too. So that way...
I told you to stop saying that shit.
Because, you know...
Well, you'll have lived a healthy life at that point.
Yeah.
We'll all be 50. Robots by then anyway.
That's only like 70...
80 years.
Well, yeah.
I'm
going to
go on the
He's
banana
30.
Diet. Should I do that for a month?
Just eat bananas?
Yeah. There's some guy who done it. Doctors are saying it's not good for you, but this motherfucker's ripped.
Well, there's a lot of potassium in bananas. I learned that from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Now, what's wrong with too much potassium?
Nothing. Kay. Potassium's good for you.
Awesome. I'm going to do the banana diet.
Just eat bananas?
Yeah.
All right, I'll just drink whiskey.
We'll see who dies
first.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We're not going to see who dies first. We should run an obstacle course. We should have a challenge.
At the end of the month.
Blow up.
We'll have a chess game.
So the month of March, I'll literally just drink whiskey and then won't eat anything. And you just eat bananas and don't do anything else.
I need to drink water.
Nope.
We'll say.
I can't eat food. You can't drink water.
No, you can have bread.
Going out to eat. Okay, whiskey and bread.
And I'll whiskey have water.
And
I'll have,
are you going to dip the bread
in the
whiskey?
I'll dip my bread in the whiskey.
Oh, slide
have water,
down better.
I'll have water and bananas.
We'll see who wins.
Oh, God dang it.
But anyways, that's pretty much the show, guys. Hope you enjoyed. We'll see you later. Any last words?
No regrets.
Yeah, stop regretting shit, you fucking idiots. Also, hasta la pasta, and I love you guys.
Any last words?
It's been fun.
All right. Go fuck yourselves, folks.